week before.
If you don't slow down, the workers will quit.
There's some people out here from Kaufman, Texas that heard me preach about 3 or 4 Sundays ago on mule-headedness.
Now, I grew up working mules, and it's helped me a whole lot, I think, in my present work. I know a whole lot about their temperament and all. And Psalm 32 in verse 9 says, "Be not as the mule." Oh, mule's got a lot of characteristics that most of us don't need to have, but a lot of us do have. Now, set your goal, be specific about it. I wish I had time to talk about it. It's important that you're specific about it. You've got to be specific about it. I want to make a lot of money. Too vague. Put it down how much. When you going to do it? How you going to do it? When you going to get started? Got to be specific. I want to build a church. 1,000 members, 10,000 members. Or when and where? When you going to get started? How you going to do it? It's got to be specific. All of these things. Will be some problems that come up. Oh, yeah, we're humans, so we got these problems. But we've got a plan to overcome them. So stay with me here now on this last point for just a few minutes as we overcome some problems. They come through steady, I'm talking about overcoming, comes through steady and through prayer, letting God talk to us and us talking to God. Matthew 17, verse 20, Jesus said, "If you got the faith the size of a grain of mustard seed, nothing shall be impossible." What did you say, Jesus? Nothing. Did you mean nothing? He said nothing. And I looked it up in the Greek and the English. You know what it means? Nothing. Well, I don't know why we try to get around it somehow or other. Let's notice another one here. Mark 9 and verse 23. "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." Predicated on what? If you can believe. No, it's not predicated on taxation, politics, recession, inflation. It's predicated on our faith. If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Jesus said in Matthew 7, verse 7, "Ask, and you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." And then again, James 4, and verse 2, dealing with this, "Ye have not because..." Why don't you have? "Ye have not because ye ask not." The Father's waiting to bless us. Ephesians 4, and verse 20. 3 and verse 20, rather. "Our God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we think or ask." There's another little ingredient in here besides study and prayer, and that's a little ingredient called enthusiasm. Don't make fun of it, please. Enthusiasm. Ecclesiastes 9 and 10, "Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might." Colossians 3 and verse 23, "Whatever you do, do it heartily, as unto the Lord, not unto man." Whatever you do, put your heart in it, what he's saying. Don't just drag through it in a slothful, haphazard attitude. Vince Lombardi, 1958, became the coach of the Green Bay Packers. Boy, they had a season. They had lost 8, 1-2. We got a football team in Kaufman, Texas. Last year we had a 5-5 season. They lost 5 home games and 5 on the road. But this one here, they had an 8-2 season. Vince Lombardi came in and he told the fellas, he said, "We're going to start winning some football games." And he said, "The way that we're going to do it is that you're going to believe in me and you're going to be enthusiastic for my system of playing football." Now he said, "The first thing that you got to do is for you to get right up here." And he pointed up there to his temples. That old attitude. That desire for excellence. The quarterback said, "Man, when I left that meeting, I was 10 feet tall." Next year they won 7 games. Next year the division champs. The next year the world champs. Oh, yeah, they had him. But he just planned to overcome them. He wasn't going to mess around with them. I never saw an enthusiastic failure. Did you? I never saw an enthusiastic failure. I never saw a lazy champion. And I never saw a happy miser. Did you know that miser and misery both come from the same root word? Never miser ever seen them. Been miserable. Can't help but be. That's what it means. Comes from the same word. Well, we got to get started, brethren. That's it. Got to get started doing something for the Lord. When are you going to start? Oh, we make all kinds of noble resolutions. You had a lot of ideas. You've gone through the exhibition tent over there, and you've just noticed a lot of things. Well, we need this. We ought to... When are you going to get started? And I hope that... When are you going to get started? Okay, watch me. don't pretend. Okay, everybody understand? Let's suppose that I've got a friend announced to you that I represent a company, and that you have just won a 2-week expense-paid trip to Hawaii. And it's going to leave tomorrow at 1:15 on that brand of flight 109 that leaves every day from DFW, non-stop to Honolulu. And you can take anybody that you want to, but it's tomorrow, and you know they have it till now. 2 weeks. We'll take you to four of the most beautiful islands there. How many of you could make it? I mean, the kids, babysitters for the kids, and packing, and all of these things got to be done. How many of you could make it? I'm not going to insult your intelligence by making the application. But when you get as excited about lost souls as you are vacation in Hawaii, then we'll turn this whole world upside down for Jesus. One other illustration, and I must go. A hunchback Persian prince was asked by his father, "Son, what would you like to have for your birthday?" He was 14 years old. He said, "Daddy, I'd like to have a statue of myself." He was a terrible hunchback. His daddy couldn't believe it. His daddy said, "Son, surely you don't mean that." After some discussion, he said, "Daddy, you don't understand." He said, "I want a statue of myself as I would be if I were straight." Daddy said, "All right." So he commissioned the royal sculptors, and they made the statue of this prince. He's 14. Every day after they had completed the statue, he came and stood before it and stretched himself as high as he could stretch himself. And on his 21st birthday, he was just as straight as that statue. Brethren, I beg of you, we must raise ourselves up to the measure of the stature of the fullness of a man in Jesus. Thank you.